It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill, our weekly check-in with our neighbors just across the county line over in Chatham. And man, there is a lot to catch up on when it comes to education and when it comes to sports. So joining me today on the phone from the Chatham News and Record, it is their sports editor, sports reporter, Victor Hensley. Victor, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you doing?
I am doing quite well. I don't know about you, but I'm very much enjoying this period of sports right now where we've got football happening, we've got basketball just starting. It's a great overlap. It makes things really, really busy, but it is certainly fun as a fan. I imagine as somebody covering high school sports in our community, it's probably a little overwhelming, too, to have to worry about football games and playoff games kind of spread out throughout the state in addition to winter sports getting going.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is once you cover, you know, the last season with COVID and all that stuff, with pretty much every sport was trying to cram into that 5-month period, I think you can pretty much do anything at this point. So, I mean, right now, it's a little bit more low key because we don't have anybody, at least in Chatham, in the football playoffs, which is, you know, sad for them, but good for people who are covering Chatham County sports to kind of get a little bit of a breather. But yeah, I mean, right now, tonight kind of begins the start of the basketball season, which in Chatham County is probably one of the most exciting seasons right now because of all the teams that are good, all the players, all the prospects that we kind of have in Chatham County. I mean, this is probably the richest sport, I guess, for Chatham County right now, and it's awesome to see.
Yeah, that's very, very exciting news, and obviously with our region being so keyed into basketball, I imagine it is pretty competitive. Are there any specific teams or specific players in our local high schools that you and the News and Record are keeping an eye on this year?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest ones, you know, obviously are Northwood, who, you know, went to the state championship in men's basketball last year. And in women's basketball, they went to the Final Four. I mean, right now, Northwood is kind of the nucleus of Chatham County basketball right now. I mean, it's incredible what they're doing over there. And the other is actually their opponent tonight, their season-opening opponent, which is Seaforth, which I know, you know, it's their first season as a program. It's going to be exciting to kind of watch them, see what they can do this year with only freshmen and sophomores. But the major thing about Northwood and Seaforth is those prospects that they have. Northwood's got a couple of, you know, really important sophomores in Drake Powell and Fred Whitaker, who were kind of partially the reason why they went to the state championship last year. That paired with some you know, senior leadership, which was, you know, really cool. The chemistry kind of just, you know, came together, and obviously they made that magical run of the state championship, which they ended up losing, but they almost were there. They were almost there. And they're actually, their teammate is Jaron Stevenson, which is probably the most intriguing prospect out of Chatham County right now, because he is actually already gotten, he's a sophomore, he's already gotten offers from Wake Forest, from NC State, from North Carolina. So obviously, you know, all these big ACC schools around here, you know, save Duke, they haven't offered him anything yet. But I mean, those big ACC schools are already offering him things as a sophomore. He's actually with Seaforth now. He transferred as a sophomore. So the battle tonight between those two players on Northwood, him on Seaforth, is going to be really, really fun to see.
It is exciting. Once again, we're speaking with Victor Hensley of the Chatham News and Record. He'll be following that game between Northwood and Seaforth tonight when it comes to basketball, and following all of the basketball that's happening in the Chatham County High School scene throughout the season. Now, you're mentioning Seaforth, and I think you and I talked about it a little bit when it was coming up on football season for them. How did their fall sports season end up going? It's always interesting to see, as you were mentioning about basketball, what the participation is like when the school is in its very first year of existing. So how did they do across fall sports in general?
Yeah, one of the craziest things with Seaforth, and one of the coolest things to watch, and, you know, I guess kind of, you know, I guess as an outsider looking in, you know, covering, you know, Seaforth, the athletics, the community, all that good stuff, is that Seaforth, the community right now is unbelievable. I remember going out to some football games this year, just speaking of football, starting with that. They didn't have a varsity team, but their JV crowd was incredible. It rivaled some varsity crowds that you see at football games. Usually JV games don't have a lot of fanfare, but theirs is just completely kind of – they just kind of knocked it out of the park, and it was really cool to see. Their JV football team is actually one that I wanted to talk about because they started 0-2 this year. It looked like, you know, I don't know how they're going to do. I think they only had – if I remember correctly, their head coach Terrence Gary told me they've only, when they started the season, there was only two or three players that had ever played football before. And they came out and actually went 6-3 after that 0-2 start. And so it was awesome to see them, I guess, kind of rally together, you know, obviously kind of build some football skills and all that good stuff. And it was really cool to see them go 6-3. And I believe they'll have varsity next year. So we'll see how that goes. But even in other sports, I mean, Seaforth really came out, and despite only having underclassmen, they really, really surprised a lot of people. I know they made the playoffs in a few different sports. Specifically, women's tennis was really, really good, and as was, you know, a couple other sports. I think it was really cool to see, you know, freshmen and sophomores. You know, you don't expect to have a lot of success. You expect to have a lot of growing pains. But Seaforth really came out. I think, you know, one of the biggest sports, like I mentioned, was women's tennis, but also in cross country. They had both their men's and women's teams qualify for states in cross country. They had one freshman, Jack Anstrom, who was phenomenal. He placed second, actually, in the men's race of the cross country state championships just a few weeks ago. I mean, Seaforth is pretty incredible what they're doing right now with only underclassmen, and I can't wait to see what happens in the winter, in the spring, and then, you know, the next few years for this program.
We're speaking with Victor Hensley of the Chatham News and Record, chathamnewsrecord.com, their website. They also went to press a little early this week since it is a holiday week, so you can find their latest paper out on the stands right now, too. Victor, how did a lot of the other fall sports end up? I know that state playoffs are happening right now, and you indicated that there aren't that many fall sports from the Chatham County community still playing. So what does the landscape look like? What were some programs that stood out this fall season?
Yeah, I mean, the first one I mainly want to talk about is Jordan Matthews men's soccer. They had a phenomenal year. They went 21-1. They were actually undefeated going into the postseason, which was awesome to see. It was actually their 20th anniversary season too. So kind of fitting that they got 20 wins in that 20th anniversary season. But they, I mean, through the entire, you know, season, it kind of looked like they might be, I guess, the squad that could kind of potentially win a state championship. They ended up making it all the way to the Elite Eight. I mean, they almost made it. They ended up having to, I think, take a 3-hour road trip and ended up losing to Green Central, who ended up being, I think, the state runner-up, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, they had a phenomenal year overall. I know Paul Quadros over there, the head coach, has been the head coach the last 20 years. He helped establish the program 20 years ago. He was, you know, thrilled about that. So that was really, really fun to see, especially for the town of Siler City that kind of rallies around that soccer team. That was phenomenal. The other ones was Chatham Charter in women's tennis. I mentioned women's tennis was Seaforth earlier, but Chatham Charter actually made it all the way to the women's tennis dual team state championship. They fell just short to Mount Airy, who's kind of a powerhouse program over there, but Chatham Charter women's tennis did phenomenal. And really, one of the sports that kind of surprised a lot of people in the county was the way some of the Chatham County volleyball teams did. We had Woods Charter. They made it to the Sweet 16. The crazy thing about Woods Charter is the last, I think, three or four seasons, they went a combined 4-44. This season they came out, they did, you know, I think extremely well. I think they went 18-4. They were conference champions and made it all the way to the Sweet 16. So that was really, really cool to see. And then Northwood was another one who, you know, Northwood kind of has had this emergence of athletics here in 2020, 2021. And it's been awesome to see. They made it all the way to Elite Eight. I think it was their best volleyball team in program history. And just we're seeing a lot of really cool things around Chatham County. And this is not something that always happens. I mean, Chatham County has not always had a lot of state championship contenders, but right now, this is like the pinnacle of Chatham County sports, and it's awesome to see.
Well, it is awesome to hear these updates and to get these updates from you in the Chatham News and Record. So if people are interested in following along the winter and spring sports season, as well as checking out all of Victor's coverage from these fall sports, you can find his work on chathamnewsrecord.com once again, and the paper out today too. Speaking of that paper, as we begin to wrap up here, Victor, anything, any specific stories that you think people should be keeping an eye out with this edition that just hit the stands?
Yeah, we actually have, it seemed like the entire thing was basketball related because it pretty much was. But the biggest thing this week is we came out with both our men's and women's basketball previews. So it's been a lot of hard work on that. So definitely go check those out to kind of get ready for what's, you know, what's to come, you know, tonight and in the next few weeks and few months.
All right. Well, we will let you go on that note, Victor, to get ready for that Northwood and Seaforth matchup. Best of luck and looking forward to your coverage on that as always.
All right, Brighton. Thank you so much for having me.